recognizing you are enough is sometimes a trick to the ego, thinking, oh, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, you got to do this or that. And yet on the spiritual plane, it's like a given that everything is perfect. You are enough, to such a point that that's not even something that God talks about. It's like, what are you talking about? Of course you're enough. I made you, kind of level. And so there's the, like, a conflict between the ego trying to prove itself and to keep its job versus the spiritual being living in a world full of egos that are all trying to keep their respective jobs. So how do we continue to recognize this truth of being enough, despite the ego saying we're not enough, TV saying we're not enough, competition, inadvertent or not, was different people have cooler houses or, you know, longer, you know, selfie sticks. So it's like all these different competitions kind of happen. And that is, in a way, the downfall of our belief, or not even belief, but downfall of realizing that we are enough. How does this conflict play out in your life? Or what are some ways that you, do you notice a conflict, or how do you handle it? What do you notice about this happening in your life? That reminds me as well, I may have mentioned it before, that people love to see vulnerability and hate to be vulnerable. This is coming from, what's her name? I have the book right here. Brené Brown. This Daring Greatly book. I think it's from this book that she mentioned that. Maybe her other book. That you are compassionate for those people on the podcast that are experiencing whatever troubles in their life, and sharing that with the podcast. What's the name of the podcast? Over and On With It. So they're sharing their situation with Christine, and in 45 minutes, like, really putting themselves out into the open and seeing that benefit, that it's similar to something that you've experienced. And it just reminds me that having the courage to be vulnerable helps other people, maybe more than we understand. So, yeah, that's something that I want to remind myself, to be vulnerable, to give permission and to model being vulnerable to the public, or I don't know what it may look like in any certain situation. But and I'm asking the question to get a sense of how to lead a meditation type process. As always, having your pen and paper handy to write down any insights. Great. And starting with last week's recognition that you are enough in many different ways. Remembering, in what ways am I enough? What are some ways I am enough? recalling those answers. You may want to write down any new answers if they come now. And while you're feeling the enoughness as given from the universe and the highest connection to God or Spirit as you know it, stay within that feeling of enoughness. And maybe just remember a little bit of the messages that you may have heard in the past. Allow them to be very faint, just so you can remember what they were, while you remain in this clear awareness of enough, just as you are. Simply be in this awareness of I am. Noticing the very faint old messages that try to say otherwise, you should, or you didn't, or whatever they may be trying to say. Remain grounded and fully immersed. I am energy of enoughness. Notice your breathing smoothly flowing with this energy of enough. Being here in your full spiritual glory within this human experience, fully recognizing you are enough. Breathing into your chest. Notice the glow of enough and perfection emanating from your heart, like a golden light that blesses everything around you. Those old voices becoming a distant memory as the heart grows and smiles, fills the room around you with its love and its knowledge. You are a gift from heaven in this body on earth. Continuing to breathe fully into your heart. Allow the energy of your heart to spread to others who also recognize they are a gift from heaven in these bodies. Allow this glowing heart of love to expand beyond the city till it's covering the entire country, blessing all that it touches around the world. This giant glowing essence of enough, spiritual perfection, is enveloping the entire earth, entire planet. Expand even larger. Allow this essence to reconnect with the sun. Who is absolutely enough. Shines onto everyone every day. Blessing all parts of the earth as it turns. The sun is absolutely enough. We see that every day. Allow your light to shine as brightly as the sun. Sharing your heart, sharing your being. Knowing you are enough. Simply resting in this knowledge. Resting in this fact of enoughness. In a moment, we'll begin to consolidate energy back into our bodies. Recognizing now we're containing the entire sun with our heart energy. Begin to call your heart back into your physical body, offering your blessing to the sun as you begin to bring the heart towards your body. Let your heart and the sun shine on each other from afar, continuing to bring your energy back into your physical body, wondering how it can possibly fit. Recognizing the magnitude of who you really are. Continue to call in your energy until it's the size of the planet. Keep breathing and call your energy into your body. Let your heart become the size of the country. Slowly breathing it in to be the size of the city. And gently, gently, as if a feather coming down to rest, your heart gently, fully reconnects in your physical space as it naturally emanates about a meter outside your body. Let's welcome your heart back home. Remembering what it felt like with your heart as large as the sun. Connecting across the solar system. And begin to reconnect with your mind. And notice how the other messages pale compared to the brightness and the beautiful intensity of your heart, of your spiritual being. All the should-haves and could-haves and didn't-dos become meaningless. And they all become good enough. You recognize the enoughness of each one and bless it with your heart. Recognizing the items on your to-do list, which ones truly deserve your attention, and which ones are already good enough. Allowing your heart to decide, your heart to know. Share that information with you on a moment-to-moment basis as you move forward. So you know clearly. How a being with the heart the size of the solar system is already here, already enough. And simply engages just as needed, spontaneously as conditions arise. remaining at peace, remaining in stillness, responding with love and grace as needed, and no more. Until the entire life becomes like a play, playing in joy as each and every event comes onto the screen and goes off the screen. Living in joy, no matter what is on the screen. Recognizing that everything is perfect. And we simply respond as needed in the moment. The heart knows the way. Rest in the heart. Allowing it to guide the way. In a moment, we'll begin to reconnect with our shared space. And in doing so, remain connected with the heart space. Recognizing your heart energy, balanced, glowing, emanating from your body, always there, always available. Always reminding you, you are enough. Breathing into the blessings coming from your heart, just let them be a constant reminder of your enoughness. And as you're ready, begin to open your eyes back into our shared space. Feel free to take a moment to jot down anything you noticed. It is beautiful. Allowing it to come through in real time. I look forward to you listening to this recording next year and then be like, hey, wow, you know, noticing the expansion that will have taken place by then. This staircase is a lot smaller than I remember it. So, yeah, recognizing what you just said, the state of your expansion now is enough. We're living in a 3D reality that includes a time component on the side or mixed within somehow. So living in the 4D is part of the program. So we're experiencing linear time as part of life, part of the existence. And while consciousness is free to move through time and through space, day-to-day living is in this time and this space. Just allowing that to be enough. Allowing the universe to open before you as you move. So yeah, that's the blessing for today, the memory I want to leave with, allowing this moment to be enough. And bless yourself on the journey. I bless you on your journey. And look forward to continuing the journey as we go. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.